Hello, it's Tuesday, May 30th, and you're listening to Wing Radio. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing TV. What a hell of a day it's been so far. You're listening to Wing TV, the black sheep of the alternative media. And before we get going to our very, very late-breaking news on Mr. Jeff Rentz, we would like to say that in regard to our show yesterday about the Naudette brothers versus Loose Change, I guess Dylan Avery and Loose Change has taken adult advice. They're using some sense, and they have contacted the Naudette brothers, and according to them, things are going smoothly, so that's very good for everybody involved. And that was the main gist of our show yesterday, was that instead of listening to these people in the little chat rooms, they had to buck up, face reality, and get this taken care of very quickly.
Yeah, they had to use discernment.
Right. And it looks like they took our advice, maybe not directly, but they did contact the Naudettes, and things, at least at the current moment, are moving along smoothly. Now, very late breaking news. We've been working for the last hour on this article by Lisa Giuliani. It's about Jeff Rentz, and last Friday on our show, we wrote an article called "Who is Jeff Rentz?" where we said that of this sterling broadcast career that he supposedly had before he came into the alternative media, there's virtually zero information available on the internet other than what comes from his website. So Lisa, for the last couple weeks, has been doing some very deep investigative research and making some phone calls. And if you go to the Wing TV homepage, you'll see two articles. One called "Jeff Rentz, a Reinvention of What?" And the second is called "Jeff Rentz, Mr. Insider." So Lisa, take it away with your phone call to a woman who owns or runs KOBI in Oregon.
Her name is Patsy Smullen. She is the owner of KOBI TV Channel 5 in Medford, Oregon, which is an NBC affiliate. Before her, her father founded that TV station. Jeff Rentz claims in bio information to have worked at KOBI TV, and so I wanted to check that out since it's the only station that's actually identified in any of the bio information available on the internet. The rest is just vague babble.
Now, before you carry on, Lisa, how long did Jeff Rentz say that he worked in mainstream media? What was the entire length overall?
The accounts vary depending on what article you're reading, but from 10 to 12 years is what is put on the web.
Okay, so you talked to this woman named Patsy and first asked if Jeff Rentz ever even worked there.
Correct. I asked her if she ever had an employee named Jeff Rentz. Remember, she's been there 30 years, so if anybody would know, she would know. And prior to me talking to Patsy, I actually talked to four people at KOBI TV. The first three had never heard of Jeff Rentz. Patsy Smullen is the lady who remembers him, the owner. Anyway, she said he worked there for a brief time, and she said she'd get back to me with the exact date, and she got back to me today. And the exact dates of his employment there were June of 83 to May of 1984. She said Jeff Rentz, or a guy calling himself Jeff Rentz, worked there. And that's her words, not mine.
No, Jeff Rentz says that he has 5,000 hours of air. Is that incorrect?
No, he said he claims to have produced and anchored more than 5,000 television newscasts in his career as a broadcast journalist.
Okay.
So I asked Patsy Smullen about that, and she said, she laughed, and she said, that's absolutely false. He never did that here. I also asked her if she was aware of him working at any other TV stations in the state of Oregon at that time, either prior to working at KOBI TV or after he left. And she said she's not aware of him working at any other television stations in the state of Oregon.
Okay, now how would you say she characterized Jeff Rentz as an employee and as a person?
Okay, now remember, he worked there at her employment, under her employ for 20-some-odd years ago, okay, in the 80s. And the thing she said about Jeff Rentz that sticks in her mind today is he wasn't known for his honesty.
Okay. And then when you spoke with her again this morning, you asked her again about that to say, could you expand upon this, or what did you mean precisely about that?
Yeah, I asked her if she could elaborate on that comment, and she said, sure, he's a compulsive liar.
Now, Jeff Rentz, after 20-some years, his former employee, the thing that sticks
employer.
Out, employer, it sticks in her mind that he is not a man of his word and someone that's a compulsive liar. That's what sticks in her mind.
Well, the impression that I got was that he was an untrustworthy and irresponsible employee.
Now, in his bio, he says that after this supposed 12-year tenure in the mainstream media, he became so disillusioned that he just had to get out of the business and he had to find his way in the alternative media. But what did this woman say the reason was that he left the station?
Right. She said that wasn't the reason he gave them at all. He told KOBI-TV that he was leaving them to join his wife in their pet store.
So wait. He left the mainstream media as a TV news anchor, not because he was disillusioned, but because he was going to run
a pet store called All About Pets. According to his bio information on the internet, he and his wife had three pet stores in California named All About Pets. I'm still looking into that information on the pet stores. Well, he could have very well just given her some bogus excuse just to leave and not cause a hassle. But Patsy Smolin did say that at the time he worked there, he was involved in several court battles with other people. So one has to question whether this was due to his little honesty problem.
Right. Now, when we wrote some articles a year or so ago about Jeff Rentz and about Alex Jones, Jeff Rentz, as many of you know, rarely, if ever, does interviews. But he found it necessary to come out of hiding behind his microphone to join Alex Jones on his show one day to speak about none other than Lisa and myself of Wing TV. And they proceeded to say that we were COINTELPRO, disinfo, we were working for the government, CIA, blah, 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 blah. But, as many people have pointed out, they've never yet provided even one iota of proof, one iota of information, not one scrap of paper, nothing. And now we find out from Jeff Rentz's former employee that's owned this station or worked at this station for 30 years that he was known as someone that was a pathological liar.
Compulsive liar.
So, we have to ask, who's telling the truth now?
Yeah, well, considering she hasn't seen or heard from him in all these years, and I've never spoken to her before the last few days. And the fact that she does recognize the face on the Rentz website, the mm-hmm. cartoon picture that's been retouched and photoshopped, as someone resembling Jeff Rentz, the person who worked for her.
To update our article from last Friday, we asked Jeff Rentz publicly to provide a resume of his past experience in the mainstream media. That means places he worked, dates, contact names and numbers and so forth, and we also wanted pictures of him at whether with his colleagues, whether at radio stations, TV stations, from a company brochure. As of now, Jeff Rentz has provided zero information, and as we said, we've only been able to track down one place that he worked at in the mainstream media, even though he says he's worked in there for 10 or 12 years, and the impression we got from his employer was that he wasn't a very trustworthy employee.
We also learned that he was not a news director at KOBI-TV. He was an anchor and he was a reporter there. He was not a news director, and so I don't know where else he worked within the state of Oregon that Patsy Smolin, the owner of the KOBI-TV station, wouldn't be aware of. But he has worked at other Oregon stations, he should let the public know, because just making that claim and not providing anything to qualify that claim isn't acceptable.
And see, the news business, kind of like the alternative media, people get to know each other. People know where they've worked.
Right.
It's like radio.
Well, and she's been in the business for decades now.
So if he was around for 10 or 12 years, she would hear through the grapevine where he's worked, where he's been, and so forth. And we've only been able to track down one place. Now, didn't he also say that he's written many articles?
Yep.
And have we been able to find even one?
The claim is numerous articles, articles, papers, and reports, none of which can be found on the web. And I'm talking about his pre-Rentz.com days. Not while he's been doing Rent, but from the 80s.
Mainstream.
I'm talking about his previous journalistic career. Also, let me get back for just a second, because you moved on before I was finished. Patsy Smullen, I did ask her if we could purchase a copy of one of those old TV newscasts that Jeff Renz had anchored, and they're no longer available. They don't have them anymore. I guess they ditched them after a certain number of years or period of time. So we did try to get one of those. But if anybody does have a copy of Jeff anchoring a newscast, we'd love to see it.
Yeah, and this thing about the articles I think is interesting, because if he wrote so many articles for mainstream sources, as he claims, you would think there'd be a record. And didn't somebody even email us yesterday, Lisa, saying that there was someone that had an unpublished novel, or they wrote something that was so obscure, and even that's on the Internet. So this is something, maybe they sent it to me, I'm not sure. But they said it was some very, very obscure publication, and if you punch the name in, you can even find that. Yet all of these articles Jeff Renz is supposed to have written for the mainstream, there's no record of them anywhere. So it's basically like everything has been scrubbed off the Internet, or it didn't even exist in the first place.
Right.
So we're going to request once again from Jeff Renz that you're now characterized as someone who's made up quite a bit of information about your past career. You've been characterized as a dishonest person, and your career isn't anywhere to be found, this supposed career of yours. So we would request this information one more time, because we would like to see what other supposed employers have to say about you and your honesty.
Well, and it's because he's made these various claims that don't jive with the stuff that's on his website, because supposedly he left the mainstream news arena because he was disillusioned with their inclination to dip into tabloid style and sensationalistic material. Yet, if you look on the Renz website, that's all you'll find there, is tabloid style sensationalistic material, and he's well-funded by the very same businesses that he claims to detest.
Yeah, mainstream businesses are his advertisers, and he said he left the mainstream because they're sensationalistic, but he has things on there about Bigfoot and crop circles and UFOs and shadow people and spooks and the Loch Ness Monster. If you go look at the World Weekly News, you know, that one you find in the grocery store, that's what they have on their cover. UFOs and Bigfoot and the Loch Ness Monster and the alien that's having lunch with Bill Clinton. It seems like the same kind of stuff.
Right. Let's get to the Peabody Awards now. On Renz's homepage, he claims to be a 7-time Peabody Award nominee. Well, this is misleading, because the Peabody Awards do not have an official nominees list. They have entrants and they have winners. Their awards are given out once a year. There's 30 to 35 Peabodys given out a year. There's a 15-member judging panel, and they receive 1,000 to 1,200 entries per year. I could suggest Victor. Victor could suggest me. We could both suggest Bozo the Clown. And I'm sure the panel will be interested in these suggestions, but ultimately it is the panel that decides who gets the Peabody Awards and not the public.
Let me say this quote.
We do not have a list of finalists or nominees, as other award programs have. And that's from Dana L. Williams, who's a senior administrative assistant with the Peabody panel. And this is dated February 6th, 2006.
Right, so this isn't like the Academy Awards, where you're nominated by your peers for a very prestigious award. The Peabody is basically anybody can nominate anybody for this award. So when he says he's a 7-time nominee, his brother, his best friend, his mother, his sister, his janitor,
or he could have nominated himself 7 times. The point is, his claim is misleading and it means essentially nothing.
Exactly.
It gives a false impression of achievement that he never achieved. Okay, the next thing has to do with his father, Arthur Renz.
Well, they talk about first Talkers Magazine, and we're going to get into him being Mr. Insider in a second.
Okay. Talkers Magazine, on Renz's homepage, he claims that he's listed in Talkers Magazine's top 100 radio show hosts.
Now, the impression is that he's currently a member of Talkers Top 100.
Right. Now, this gives you a sense that he achieved this. And he did actually achieve it 6 or 7 years ago.
Right. So it doesn't say past nominee or past member. It just says Talkers Top 100. And this is a very prestigious list to be on. Well, every time we've gone to this list, there's no Jeff Rentz, and I guess quite a few people have contacted the company.
The list is actually called the Heavy 100.
Right.
And they also list an additional 250 of the top radio show hosts. So Rentz is not listed for 2006, 2005, 2004, 2003, 2002, etc. In the top 350 picks from Talkers Magazine. Now, the reason we know this is because I asked Lionel, who does the show on WOR 710 AM, and Lionel is good friends with the guy who runs Talkers Magazine.
And Lionel is currently on the Heavy 100.
Right. Lionel is listed in the top in the Heavy 100, top 100 picks. Well, he called up the guy who runs Talkers and just asked him, and the guy said, yeah, Jeff Rentz was on 6 or 7 years ago, but he was never on before, and he hasn't been listed since. And he's characterized what Rentz has on his homepage right now as deceptive. It's misleading. And so he said he's going to keep an eye on Rentz's talker-related claims from here on in.
Because he said that other people have contacted,
asking him the same thing I did.
Yeah, and it's because Jeff Rentz is very misleading in the claims that he's made. Now, with all of this information in mind, there's also... Well, okay, yeah, go that also MySpace, and
okay,
then we'll get into his...
Rentz has two MySpace web pages. One of them says his location is in Ashland, Oregon. The other one says California. The other one is a Rentz fan page. They both have his doctored, retouched cartoon picture on there. One of them says that he makes $100,000 to $150,000 a year. Now, this is kind of an interesting thing for Rentz to put on his webpage, because how does he make this kind of income on internet radio that he does supposedly out of the goodness of his heart and because he's in it for the truth?
You remember how often we've spoken on this show about Patriot Radio, that's P-A-Y, Patriot Radio, and the money grubbing that's involved in it, saying that there are certain individuals in this field that are only in it for one reason. Well, Jeff Rentz is bragging about making $100,000 to $150,000 a year on his MySpace. How many people out there listening to the show are making that kind of money, six figures, and how many people are struggling, clawing and scraping to get by, and Jeff Rentz is bragging about making six figures?
And I'll tell you what, if he lives in California, it's very expensive to live in California. Just go on the internet and check what properties cost
right
in California, in the Santa Barbara area and around there. Okay, now let's get to his father, Arthur Rentz. He was a poet, a sports writer, and he also landed a job at Douglas Aircraft and also at Summa Corporation and worked as public relations director for both. Now, both Douglas Aircraft and Summa Corp are biggies in the military industrial complex. So my question, naturally, was how does a poet and sports writer somehow qualify to work as a public relations executive at these two big corporations that are entwined with the feds and intelligence agencies?
Right. Also, you'll see on there that not only is Douglas Aircraft part of the big war machine, the military-industrial complex, but Summa Corp also was owned by Howard Hughes and has various CIA contacts.
Contracts.
And they're also tied into a very influential New World Order think tank, which all of you have heard of, is the RAND Corporation. Now, to get all the information on this and get it clear, go to the Wing TV homepage. There's an article called Jeff Rentz, Mr. Insider. So we've covered his father, PR director, and there's a book by a guy named Bernays. The title of it is called Propaganda. And he says that anytime someone's called a PR director, that's public relations, that means they're head of propaganda. They're the ones that are kind of like Tony Snow now, the White House spokesman. They do the spin. So Jeff Rentz's father, PR/propaganda director for Douglas Aircraft, Summa Corporation with ties to Howard Hughes, the CIA, the War Machine, the Pentagon, and the RAND Corporation. That's his father.
Right.
How about
now,
his mother?
We're not up to his mother yet. Also, I want to ask the question, how does Jeff Rentz avoid being sucked into this game when he's got all these military-industrial complex people swarming around him for much of his life?
Plus,
that's a very good question, isn't it?
Plus, Jeff Rentz himself was in the mainstream media news business working at an affiliate for NBC. Put those two together.
Also, let's bring up about Condoleezza Rice was a trustee of Rand Corporation from 91 to 97. That's just an interesting aside.
Well, there's tons of people tied to all them. Let's get now to his mother, and we've brought this up on the show before, and actually it was Eric Huffschmidt and Daryl Bradford Smith that uncovered this information about Jeff Rentz's...
She's his stepmother.
Stepmother, Paige Rentz. Who did she work for, Lisa?
She's the editor-in-chief of Architectural Digest, which is a biggie mainstream publication.
Yeah, this is one of the biggest New World Order... Or the owner of it is one of the biggest New World Order publishing luminaries there is. His name is Cy Newhouse. Now, anybody that reads Michael Collins Piper's books and his analysis of the media realizes that Cy Newhouse is one of the biggies. So now, his stepmother is tied into this whole New World Order cabal by working for the Zionist Jewish owner, Cy Newhouse. Then we have his brother.
Yeah, Rip Rentz. He is a mainstream journalist. And he, I believe, writes for the L.A. Times and a number of other publications.
And the L.A. Herald.
Right, but I wanted to bring up this point, too. Yesterday, we brought up Paramount Pictures and what's going on with the Naudette brothers and Dylan Avery and the Loose Change crew. Well, Paramount Pictures rears its ugly head again today with Jeff Rentz, because in 1997, there was an agreement between, Rentz with his End of the Line show and Henry Winkler in Paramount Pictures. And the End of the Line show ended up being transformed into the show Sightings.
Okay, so we have... Let's go over it real quickly. Stepmother, tied to Cy Newhouse, one of the big New World Order publishing luminaries. Brother, Rip Rentz, longtime journalist for New World Order-controlled presses such as the L.A. Herald and L.A. Times. Jeff Rentz's father, propaganda director for Douglas Aircraft, Summa Corporation, with ties to the CIA, the War Machine, military-industrial complex, and ties to the Rand Corporation, ties to Paramount Pictures, Henry Winkler.
Yeah, ties to all the fascist government and their minions that Jeff Rentz says he detests and opposes.
Plus, he himself worked for an NBC affiliate.
Right.
So,
let's get to the book.
Okay.
He supposedly spent 3 years of his life writing this book about AIDS. It was called AIDS Exposed. It was published in 1996. It's a 420-page book. It was published by a company called BioAlert Press. Well, there's no information on the net that I could find about BioAlert Press. No website came up. What did come up was one link on Google for a bookstore called Balaam's Ass. And on that link, which I couldn't even get to come up for me, but on the Google page for that link, it said to order directly from Rentz, from Jeff Rentz, in Goleta, California. So who is BioAlert Press? Is BioAlert Press just really Jeff Rentz?
Right. Now, we know a little bit about publishers here, because not only are we publishers, but since we distribute somewhere between 60 and 70 or 80 books from other publishers, we have to contact these publishers to get the books in stock. So whether the name of the publisher is Zazafrak Press or ABC Press or Dandelion Press or any name anywhere, I can find who the press is. Yet the publisher for Jeff Rentz's book is found nowhere on the internet whatsoever.
Right.
Nowhere.
All of the inquiries that I've made on the internet regarding Jeff Rentz's previous broadcast journalism career, which, if you read his bio information, it sounds very, very impressive. All of these have led to dead ends. His career path basically stops in this little cul-de-sac. And like we said, we only were able to identify one TV station because I guess this was a slip. When they were writing these bio pieces, they inadvertently put in the call letters for one TV station, and the rest, of course, is just vague general babble.
Yeah, if there were any other places of employment. And tell everybody, Lisa, about the guy that wrote this article. What's his name?
Okay, there's an article on the internet called The Most Dangerous Man in Talk Radio. You can even read it right on Rentz's website. The man or woman, it could be a woman, Kennedy Gray is the author, supposed to be an L.A. writer. Well, I couldn't find any links to any website for Kennedy Gray. Kennedy Gray is supposed to be the founder of a group called Rock Against Suicide, or RAS, RAS is the acronym for that. There's no website for the Rock Against Suicide group. And the only link that really did come up for me for Kennedy Gray was an interview Kennedy Gray did with these people from the Internet Nirvana Fan Club. That's a Kurt Cobain suicide website.
Right. So
oddly enough.
Really, here's a man that's had this supposedly sterling career in mainstream media for 10 to 12 years, then this sterling career on the Internet, and there's literally only one interview that can be found on the Internet about him, and it's done by a guy that's linked to a Nirvana suicide fan club. Very, very high credentials.
Here's some more interesting quotes. Rentz set out to reinvent himself as a liberator of truth from the confines of a corrupt and bloated news broadcast industry. Here's another quote. Radio, and this is directly from Rentz, radio is theater of the mind, a classroom of the mind. And that really all he's giving you, folks, is theater. And he's subtly converting your views to the right views. Remember, Wikipedia even says he has both left-leaning and right-leaning views.
Well, what he's given you is illusion. And anyone that looks into what the textbook definition of disinformation is they'll find this. It's a mix of a certain percentage of truthful information with that which is misleading, deceitful, or patently false. So yeah, Jeff Rentz is going to throw out a scrap here and there. He's going to have a good article, a truthful article, but then he's going to mix it with the UFOs and crop circles and Bigfoot and Loch Ness monsters and shadow people and ghosts. And what it does is it completely muddies the water. And when people go to the site, they can't tell what's real, what's not real.
Right.
People get...
Well, you know what it is? It's a twisting of truth and an amplification of truthful events and fabrication of others.
And what it does is it makes serious researchers, when you see the ghosts and the Bigfoot and all that, it makes people come up with the following categorizations. Oh, they're nothing but tinfoil hat wearers. They're the people that chase the black helicopters. They're the conspiracy theorists. And who do you think would deliberately want Jeff Rentz to do something like this? The New World Order elite that his entire immediately family and himself are tied to. They're all tied to the mainstream New World Order, and who would be handpicked to spread or create one of these sites?
Especially when you look at the fact that Rentz has been honored, quote-unquote, by being listed on an official government website as a major purveyor of disinformation. Now, many people think this is a kudo, but will honest truth-seekers ever be amplified in this way by the government?
No, of course not. It's only their own hand-picked that are put on this site, so when people go there, they're going to get the disinformation and not the real truth.
What you'd be more likely to see would be honest truth seekers being defamed and marginalized by disinfo agents of COINTELPRO, people like Alex Jones and Jeff Rentz.
Yeah, and remember,
and their pals.
These two have joined up on numerous occasions now to defame anybody that gets too close to the truth of exposing who they are. And Jeff Rentz even came out of the shadows once to do an interview with Alex Jones so they could tell everybody how bad Wing TV is. Well, folks, nobody yet has done an expose on Jeff Rentz like we have today, and it's all right there.
Yeah, Alex Jones and Jeff Rentz have made this claim too, Victor. Honest to God patriots never attack other patriots. Well, I would say that honest to God patriots should never lie or mislead or deceive or misrepresent
or
anything to other patriots.
Or blatantly censor, like we just proved that Jeff Rentz and Alex Jones did about a month ago, where 17 members of the alternative media came out and denounced them for doing so. Folks, these people are in with the government.
Yeah, so far, Rentz's claims do not hold up with a minimum preliminary investigation. And this investigation, of course, is not over. And I find, after the research that I've done so far, that his claims are intentionally misleading, misrepresentative, deceptive, they give a false impression, and they are dishonest.
Now, there's many other people that are finally starting to speak out about these people. Who's telling you the truth? and who isn't. And we're going to talk more about this, I believe, on Thursday, because we have other information. Tomorrow we're going to talk about this big Mille massacre type affair that just happened in Iraq. I think it was last November, but I'm not certain. But we're going to get to this more so.
All I can say is appearances can be very, very deceiving, folks. And instead of hiding behind microphones in undisclosed locations or hiding behind wigs and retouched photoshopped pictures of cartoon pictures of themselves, you know, and giving vague general babble instead limited information, why don't they take the mirror and hold it up to themselves? Because everything that Alex Jones and Jeff Rentz have accused us of doing, they're doing exactly themselves. And look at who promotes Jeff Rentz and backs him up and reinforces his vomitus.
All the time.
Alex Jones, the man who supposedly checks out everything.
Yes.
Who has documentation for everything. Rentz's claims don't hold up to a kindergarten kid. They wouldn't hold up.
GCN.
How can they pass Alex Jones's sniff test?
Look what
That's
we have.
Question.
Look what we have at GCN. It's a sewer. We have Jeff Rentz, who we've proven to be a phony. Alex Jones, who sold out the Gray family, who's a money grubber, who flipped out of Michael Corbin because he wasn't pushing his videos enough.
That's right.
Who censors articles. We have Jack Blood, who has proven to be a total scam artist in numerous articles. Dave Von Kleist, who had everybody chasing their tails with this pod nonsense for 2 years instead of looking at the real issues. GCN is a sewer. They're an absolute, complete, total sewer. Jeff Rentz is Mr. Insider. Daryl Bradford Smith was right when he said Jeff Rentz is at the nest of the conspiracy, and we're going to put this stuff forward to Daryl Smith and Eric Huffschmidt so they can talk about it too. Run with it. GCN is a sewer. If you are sick and tired of the same status quo crap that you've been getting, you better look at where you're getting your information.
You want to know something too? I got an email the other day from some woman screaming at me to leave Alex and Jeff Rentz alone. And you know what, lady? I hope right now you're feeling extremely foolish for yelling at us when you don't know what you're talking about. And a lot of you out there don't know what you're talking about when you come swinging at us. You better start holding those microscopes up to your gurus and heroes. Because you know what? They're bullshitting you. They've been pulling the wool over your eyes. And all of the enlightened, so-called aware people out there have sucked it up like a sponge.
And you know what? Everybody that keeps following their guru heroes like Rentz and Jones and GCN, you are absolutely, positively no different than the people, the mind-rot, dead zombie heads that sit in front of their TV and watch Fox News, CBS, NBC, and CNN, because it's the same crap coming from the same people. They're just containing you and corralling you into a different pen.
Let's remind everybody again what Patsy Smullen, Jeff Rentz's former employer, had to say about him. He was not known for his honesty. He was a compulsive liar. And I guess, you know what? The leopard didn't change his spots.
He's the same in 2006 as he was in
the
1980s. Think about this tonight. We'll be back tomorrow on Wing TV. Until then, keep your eyes and ears wide open.
And it's not over yet, folks. See you then.